And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2016. It was on this day, 1789, the Department of Foreign Affairs was created in Washington by President Washington, which a couple of months later was renamed the Department of State, and he appointed Thomas Jefferson as the first Secretary of State. Jefferson, who disliked the formality and the elaborate social codes of European courts where diplomacy was conducted, Jefferson, who wrote, "Commerce with all nations, alliance with none, should be our motto." It's the birthday of Joseph Mitchell, born Fairmont, North Carolina, 1908, a writer for the New Yorker magazine for many, many years, writing about people living on the fringe in New York City, gypsies, alcoholics, homeless, fishmongers, a band of Mohawk Indians who worked as riveters on skyscrapers because they had no fear of heights. Joseph Mitchell interviewed criminals, evangelists, politicians, celebrities. He said he was a good interviewer because he had lost the ability to detect insanity. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Hardwick, Lexington, Kentucky, 1916, author of many books of fiction, who in the early 60s met with her friends over dinner to found a book-reviewing journal called the New York Review of Books, which she said was dedicated to the unusual, the difficult, the lengthy, the intransigent, and above all, the interesting. It's the birthday of the novelist Bharati Mukherjee, born in Calcutta, 1940. She said, "As a bookish child in Calcutta, I used to thrill to the adventures of bad girls whose pursuit of happiness swept them outside the bounds of social decency." She went to college in Calcutta. After graduation, she asked her father if she could go abroad and study to be a writer, and then she would come back home for an arranged marriage with a nuclear physicist of her caste and class. And her father agreed to that. She went off to the University of Iowa, the Iowa Writers' Workshop, started dating a man named Clark Blaze, and after just 2 weeks, they went downtown during their lunch break and got married in a lawyer's office above a coffee shop. She wrote, "The five-minute ceremony suddenly changed me into a transient with conflicting loyalties to two very different cultures." Here's a poem for today by Thomas Moore, "The Last Rose of Summer." 'Tis the last rose of summer left blooming alone. All her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no rosebud is nigh to reflect back her blushes or give sigh for sigh. I'll not leave thee, thou lone one, to pine on the stem. Since the lovely are sleeping, go, sleep thou with them. Thus kindly I scatter thy leaves o'er the bed where thy mates of the garden lie scentless and dead. So soon may I follow when friendships decay, and from love's shining circle the gems drop away, when true hearts lie withered and fond ones are flown. Oh, who would inhabit this bleak world alone?" The Last Rose of Summer, poem by Thomas Moore. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.